How many of you have seen Charlie Brown? Huh? You like Charlie Brown? Yeah, we were talking about Charlie Brown yesterday. We went to pick out our Christmas tree. And my one grand... I took Austin's two sisters with us. They have never went out and cut down a live tree. Last year, I took Matthew and Bree and Amber with us. And we went out to pick our tree. Now, we didn't take the normal time it takes for me to pick out a tree because Austin... I told him, I said, you ought to take your crutches because we're walking in the snow and over the hills, you know, to pick out the tree. And I said, your knee's hurting. You ought to take your crutches. He didn't. And you could see by how he was walking that he wasn't doing very well. So I thought, well, you know, they didn't seem to be wanting to go very far out away from the building. They were kind of looking at the trees that were closest, you know. But my one granddaughter said, well, let's get a tree with no leaves on it. And it made me think of Charlie Brown. You know, Charlie Brown had a tree with one leaf on it, I think it was, and it fell off. But anyhow, it was a comic strip, and Charlie Brown and Lucy come up to Charlie Brown. And we all know the whole aspect of Lucy and Charlie Brown. And Lucy comes up to Charlie Brown, and she looks at Charlie Brown, and she says, you know, Charlie, it's the Christmas season. Why don't we just put aside all our differences and be friends? And Charlie looks at her and says, why can't we be friends all year long? And she says, what are you, some type of a fanatic? What is a Christmas fanatic? The RU is I want you to rise up and be a Christmas fanatic. Rise up and be a Christmas fanatic. Now, what's that mean? I want you to attack the world. No. I want you to rise up and be a Christmas fanatic in the way that Christ shows us how to do that. Our scripture this morning, this isn't a typical scripture. It's found in 1 Peter 3:14. But even if you should suffer for the sake of righteousness, you are blessed. And do not fear their intimidation. Do not be troubled. Be sanctified to Christ as Lord in your hearts, always being ready to make a defense to everyone who asks you to give an account for the hope that is in you. Yet with gentleness and reverence. In the Christmas season, we are commanded by Christ to stand up and give an account of the hope that's within us, and that's all year long, by the way, of the hope that's within us, yet with gentleness and reverence. So see, we have a war on Christmas. I was watching the news this week, and I saw that there's a little town in Ohio, and they have their nativity scene out there in front of their city building. And, of course, the group from Wisconsin, Freedom From Religion, went and filed a lawsuit and said, take that down. And I was listening to the newscasters, and there was one liberal on there, you know. And, of course, I listen to Fox News the most because... they are conservative, you know, but I listen to CNN and I listen to MS. I listen to different ones, but I like Fox the most. But they had a very liberal person. Liberal, they said, well, what is wrong with this? And they said, well, you're not representing Christmas as it really is in the United States. They said it would be okay if you had that nativity scene up there and then had Santa Claus and the reindeer and the snowman next to it. See? I said it could be a war on Christmas. There is a war on Christmas. And it's on the true meaning of Christmas. And so, you know, does that mean that we as Christians should, you know, get a couple people from the live nativity and go out and protest with our signs and walk up and down the streets and shout Merry Christmas to everybody because then nobody wants to hear Merry Christmas? Does that mean that we, you know, we go out and we just take in, tear down all the snowmen and reindeer and Santa Clauses because that's against us? No. See, what the scripture says, and I'm going to refer this, and you're saying, how do I get this to be a Christmas scripture? Because I'm going to refer this to one scripture that is all about Christmas, Isaiah 9:6. Anybody here know what Isaiah 9:6 says? What's it say? And Prince of Peace. Jesus Christ is our Prince of Peace. And so we are to give an account for the hope that is within us with gentleness and reverence. So as we look at the war on Christmas, and it's hectic and it's crazy and everything, you know, and we that was out in Butler when we were going to the hospital yesterday, that the traffic was just, it was like, where's all this traffic? We're going up Main Street of Butler. And it's, you know, we're catching every red light because there's so much traffic, it's not moving. And I'm like, I want to get to the hospital. I want to get that, you know, so I can go home and finish up my preparation for Sunday school. And, you know, and I'm thinking, what's all these? And then I'm thinking, well, they're all out here because they're probably all Christmas shopping. I like my way of Christmas shopping. I don't do it. My mother yesterday and Friday, Friday when we left, she was all in tears and that. She said, I'm so sorry I made you miss your Christmas party. And I said, Mom, that's not important. But we have fellowships all the time and what more? I said, one thing our church likes to do is fellowship, okay? We enjoy it. We have fun. I said, there'll be others that I can go to. And so yesterday we were talking about Christmas presents. And she said about how my dad always used to tell her, put it down on a list, and then he'd always check it off. She never knew what she was getting because he'd check everything off, and she knew she wasn't getting everything. But, you know, he'd always try to surprise her. And Judy said, well, you know, Denny and I don't even give each other Christmas gifts. If we want something, we go out and buy it. You know, we're at a place in life that's not what it's all about. And see, I like to think that this scripture is what it's all about. Christmas is about us giving hope to the world in peace and reverence. I'm probably going to expand upon this on next Sunday night in the Christmas Eve service. But Christmas is about us giving hope to the world with peace and reverence. And so if you get an opportunity to tell somebody about Christ, if they see you and, you know, you walk into a storm, what's everybody like? Get out of my way. It's mine. I want it. Right? They're all out there battling. They're all out there, you know, everybody's out there for themselves. And so if you're out there and you don't get caught up in the Christmas war, what I want you to do is show the peace and reverence. And maybe somebody will say to you, wow, you don't seem like everybody else. You're kind of calm here. You know, you're not in a hurry. You're not, well, you understand something. See, Christmas for me is not all about the trees, the lights, the decorations, the Christmas presents, the cookies. Well, let's take that one out because it is all about the cookies. Anybody planning on making cookies this week? If you need a taste tester, give me a call. I'll be glad to come out and taste your cookies and test them. It is about the cookies. You know, pretty much we always make their certain kind of cookies. We haven't made any cookies this year either. So we don't buy Christmas gifts, we're getting out of our Christmas cookie thing. But it's been hectic. It's been busy. Judy, what's that? I don't even specify what kind because I eat anything, as you can tell. But let's take an opportunity this week with peace and reverence to share the love of Christ to someone that's fighting that Christmas war. If you see somebody out there that seems to be very stressed and just things aren't going right, walk up and say, is there anything I can do to help? You never know the reaction you get from people. Even stop. I was in Friedman's and a lady dropped a piece of paper, and I reached down and picked it up, and She was a younger lady. I'm probably late 20s, 30s, you know, and she had a kid, and the kids, you know how kids are in a store, right? Huh? Can they test a mother's patience? Yeah. And she seemed to be, and I reached down, I picked it up, and she said, "Thank you, sir." And I said, "Man, I know I'm getting old when these kids say thank you, sir, you know." But she said, "That's just my list." And I said, "Well, I guess you don't really need it if you got everything on it." And she said, "Well, I didn't." And she said, "I appreciate you picking it up for me." Even something like that can just show people that there still is a love and kindness in this world that only comes from Jesus Christ. And so, when you're tempted to yell at the people in line and say, "Get moving," step out of line, go buy a candy bar. The doctor told my mother to eat a Kiss every night because it has a certain thing in it that would help her. Her magnesium phosphate was low, and I guess chocolate has magnesium phosphate in it. And so she told her to eat a Kiss, and my mom said, "Well, I don't eat them because I have sugar." She said, "One Kiss won't hurt you." I kind of thought about that, and I said, you know, it kind of fits. One gentle, peaceful word to somebody else won't hurt you. Let's get caught up in the Christmas war this year in a peaceful, reverent way. Rise up and be a Christmas fanatic, showing the love of Christ. Letting people know that, hey, there is a hope. I have it. Can I tell you about it? Can I tell you about it? I told you it was going to be the shortest message you ever heard me preach this morning. I got up this morning. I'm not feeling well, and I know it's the stress, but my body just kind of run down here, and I was out plowing. I caught a cold, and so I've been hacking, but it's not the length of the message that I wanted you to understand. What I want you to understand is we have an obligation to God, especially this time of year, but all year long, to be Christmas fanatics. So all year long, we should be giving the hope. Not like Charlie Brown said to Lucy, "Can't we be friends all the time? Can't we share the love of Christ all the time?" And for some of us, that gets hard. When we get stressed, that gets hard. When we're not feeling well, that gets hard. When Satan's attacking, and we know he is, and there's only one reason for him to attack us right now. He wants to stop God's work from ever happening. He attacks. He doesn't, you know, look at people who are living a sinful life, and you say, "Man, their life just seems so good." Well, part of the reason is Satan's leaving them alone. He doesn't have to go after that he already owns. Okay? Which gives him more time to attack those that are truly working for God. Rise up and become that Christmas fanatic. And just share the hope that's within us. What is that hope? What is our hope? Our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And to be honest with you, it may not be popular to some people, but I'm going to tell you a secret. It is relevant to all people. So whether it's popular for them, or whether they want to hear it, or whether they don't want to hear it, it's still relevant. And so if it's relevant, what do we have to do? Share it with peace and reverence. So that's what I want to leave with you this morning, is become that Christmas fanatic. Share the hope of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Especially this time of the year. Because, see, the war is going on, and you see it, And so it gives you the, maybe more of an opportunity. But what I'm saying is, if you become that Christmas fanatic, you're going to want to share that hope all the time. And you're really going to want to let others know that, hey, there is a hope. And that's the Lord Savior, Jesus Christ. I'd like the elders to come up this morning. I'm going to have communion. All of you. And Joe. Are you okay? You're limping a lot this morning. You going to make it? Okay. Every time I look at Lonnie with some of his rough days, and I recall back 5 years ago, and those of you that knew me 5 years ago before I had my knee surgery, I kind of walk like that most days. You know, you're walking, everything hurts from the waist down, and you're walking gingerly because everything hurts, and the knee doesn't want to function, and you know if you do push it too much, you're going to pick yourself up off the ground. I do that anyhow with new knees, so, you know. But as we have communion this morning, I want you to do one thing for me. Ask God. Ask God this morning to give you the opportunity this week to be a Christmas fanatic, to share the hope of Jesus Christ to someone in need. Open the door and give you that opportunity, especially this week. And then, I'm going to tell you a little secret. When God calls, He enables. And He will give us the right words to say for that person at that time. Because when He calls us, He enables us to do exactly what He calls us to do.